welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features two recent recordings of French Baroque opera. First is the Boston Early Music Festival's latest release of Lully's Tiché, followed by Marin Marais's Semele, performed by the French ensemble Le Concert Spirituel. The story of Tiché was first written down nearly two millennia ago by the Roman writer Apuleius. Tiché was a mortal whose beauty attracted none other than Cupid himself. When she fell in love with him, the couple became the source of jealousy and contempt by Tiché's sisters and the goddess Venus. The love story between Cupid and Tiché was the starting point for the dramatist Thomas Corneille. He collaborated with composer Jean-Baptiste Lully on two theatrical productions for the court of Louis XIV. It was the second in which Corneille was the sole librettist and the one recognized today as an opera, or better yet, a tragédie lyrique. The latest release by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus comes not long after their critically acclaimed live performance at the 2007 festival. The recorded version deserves similar praise for its outstanding cast of soloists, choir, and orchestra. Co-directed by Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs, the recording is the only one available of Lully's Tiché. Another mythological story is at the center of our next featured opera, Marin Marais's Semele. It is performed by Le Concert Spirituel under the direction of Hervé Niquet. Like Tiché heard earlier, Semele is also a tragédie lyrique, a genre of French opera known for its serious tone. It was the last of four operas composed by Marais, which premiered at the Paris Opera in 1709. Its librettist was Antoine Houdard de la Motte. Based on the story of Semele and Jupiter, the production was not a particular success, yet today its music is both appealing and worth reviving. Le Concert Spirituel's performance is one of their finest recordings to date. An ensemble that makes the French Baroque repertoire its specialty, their interpretation is first rate. In addition to the music, the recording comes with a larger-than-usual French-only booklet that gives a thorough background to the work. This is another fine glossa label release. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.